Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I cannot believe it is Thanksgiving. November has gone so quickly. Vicar is one-third of the way done with his vicarage, and December is about over. Sunday is Advent, and we know what December means. Busy, busy, busy. I can't believe it's Thanksgiving. It's a day to give thanks. And you know, some of us treat Thanksgiving as an obligation, a duty. Somehow we must give God a gift of equal measure, a worthy thank you. But here's the hang up. You can't. What could you possibly give that Jesus doesn't already have? If life and forgiveness with God is a transaction, leave us dead every time. But man's ways of gift giving, of giving thanks, are not God's ways. In the fullness of time, God gave his only begotten Son to be born of a virgin, to be born under the law, to redeem us who are under the law. He was given up. Betrayed. He gave his hands to the nails, his head to the thorns, his body to the cross. Thus he bowed his head and gave up his spirit in order to give you life. The same body born of Mary, the body that healed and taught and suffered and died and rose, is the same body given to his disciples on the night on which he was betrayed. And he gives you that same body and blood in the Holy Eucharist tonight. It is the only Thanksgiving meal in town that you'll feel better after eating and drinking. For you know, turkey makes you fall asleep. Jesus is the gift. This is how God gives. No strings attached, no asterisk or fine print, no Black Friday deals. Jesus gives unconditionally, without any merit or worthiness in you. It's not a deal, it's a gift, undeserved, free. In a word, love. In a word, hospitality. For after all, hospitality literally means loving the stranger. God loves the world in this manner. He gives us his Son, Jesus. And Jesus gives himself on the cross selfishly, selflessly, in utter humility for the world. A gift given. Wrapped in swaddling clothes, hung on a cross, raised from the dead. It's a fact. Whether you believe it or not, want it or not, like it or not. That's how Jesus gave to those 10 lepers. Jesus didn't ask for permission or if they had decided to be healed or not. He just up and healed all 10 of them out of pure divine goodness, without any merit or worthiness in them at all. And we must admit that giving is risky business. The high priestly gifts of Jesus often go unappreciated, abused, sadly, even rejected. Maybe it would be safer and smarter to not give at all. No discouragement, no obligation, but also no love, no hospitality. Thankfully, Jesus takes the risk, takes the chance, sets no conditions, does no pre-healing interviews to see who deserves his grace, who will say a proper thank you. He heals all 10. And then he goes off to Jerusalem, to Good Friday, to his high priestly work of dying for them, for you and me. And some, even many in this world, don't give a flying nine, to be precise. All except for that Samaritan, the most unlikely and unworthy recipient of Jesus' healing, also happens to be the one who understands Jesus' gift most clearly. He returns thanks, not out of obligation or to cut a deal, but in faith. He fell at his feet, and with a loud voice he gave thanks. That's what faith does. Faith praises Christ and his gifts. Faith gives thanks. Faith looks to the giver and the gifts and cries out with the lepers, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And like the Samaritan, we stand before Jesus tonight, as we do every Sunday, always as beggars with empty hands, unlikely and unworthy recipients. And we receive everything as an undeserved gift from him. Giving thanks simply shows that we have heard the gospel and have actually received God's grace, that we believe that Jesus risked everything for us and for our salvation. The more we thank God the Father through Jesus Christ, his dear Son, the more we recognize how generously and bountifully he deals with us. I remember many years ago, board of directors, we listed out 100 items that we were thankful for. We spent the whole year working through that process. How about not just a day? Not just tomorrow when you're thankful, but every day. Can you create a list of the things that you are thankful for in your lives, so that you can see how generously and bountifully God deals with us, and how abundant Christ's forgiveness truly is? In Jesus' death, you are given life. And from his death, he proclaims his verdict over your sins. His absolution is, "It is finished." Your sins are no more. I give my life for every one of your sins. From his broken body and death on the cross, he gives you his Holy Supper. His death destroying sin, forgiving, life sustaining body and blood. In your own mouth. His words ringing in your own ears. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. So now, go and show yourself to the high priest, the great high priest, for he has shown his sacrificial death before the Father. He has risen and ascended to the throne. And you stand in his presence, cleansed, holy, forgiven, healed, made well, saved, and yes, thankful. What do you say to such gifts? What can you say on any day to give thanks? Today or any day? Oh, you shouldn't have? Of course not. We don't say that. You simply say, "Thank you." So after this service, rise and go your way. Go to your homes and your families, to your couch, to the dinner table, to the shopping mall.
Wherever you go, go your way.
In the peace of Christ crucified. For your faith, and that is Jesus' greatest gift to you, has made you well. Amen. As followers of Christ, keep loving one another earnestly and show hospitality to one another without grumbling. Amen.